Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
As soon as we unload some dead weight, we'll really get this show off the ground. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did you see this gentleman? Dominic Mirabella of Royal Oak, Michigan.
What do you do?
Hang on. I'm going to take a quick call here from Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, I was going to ask Todd if the signal had reached your end.
Yeah, we discussed that.
That was before the break, though. He didn't listen. That was in the last half hour.
And we have what we call in the business 100% penetration of Uranus.
Either that or it bounces off the side of Uranus.
Yeah.
All right, so be careful. All right, here you go.
That's the business term. It's a broadcast term. But
it is that.
Yeah, I hate to get too technical.
But that is a broadcast term. Penetration of Uranus. Right?
Penetration.
Yeah. Todd and Tyler, Radio Empire everywhere.
A gentleman out of Michigan went 81-0 against the spread.
What?
It was a little competition they were doing. I don't think you put any money on it.
So how many games a week did you have to pick then for 81?
Four.
Four games a week. Is that, I guess.
He went 81-0 against the spread. Against the spread in regular and playoff NFL games this season.
Why, he had to be cheating.
Players had to correctly make picks against the spread four games every week of the regular season, as well as all postseason contest.
And a third party had to obviously verify that. That's amazing. If it's, I mean, I'll believe
it. Is.
I'll believe it.
So he gets $1 million.
It's just crazy, though. And how the hell you do that? I don't even know how you do that. Even
it's
the
luck.
Luck is 60-20. Then not 81-0.
This is extra lucky.
It's extra lucky, man. 81-0 just picking winners.
Yes.
Is impossible.
Yeah.
60-20 just picking winners.
It's impossible.
It's damn near impossible. But 81-0 against the spread?
Yep.
He had to know something. The fix is in, man.
It's tough to believe.
He gets
but,
the money through a contest run by the app 4Play Football.
Was that guy Trump?
No, Dominic Mirabella.
Todd said that.
It was not
and we have
Kim Jong-un either.
It's a pseudonym.
Do we... Anybody to verify this? I really find that one hard to
4
believe.
4Play Football. A contest run through the app, 4Play Football. The guy gets the win and $1 million.
There's a guy.
Period.
Okay, listen.
It's not like he just wrote into the newspaper and said, hey, you know, I've been keeping track over here at my house.
No, it's
and I did 4 games a week and then all the playoffs, and y'all be damned if I didn't get them all.
How about if he's a computer expert and knows how to manipulate the app where everything changes when he sends it in?
That's again, probably it.
That's a miracle. I think that's a miracle. I believe it, but it's a miracle.
That's just straight luck.
I mean, freaking news.
But 81-0, even with luck, is just incredible. Good for him. It's amazing.
Yeah, somebody wins the lottery.
How much?
Every
$1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs his own Sunday morning or Saturday morning pick'em show.
And you know what? There's probably a better chance of you doing that than still winning the Powerball, even though that's probably impossible.
Yeah, that's probably better odds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Against the spread.
No, 81-0 against the spread is unheard of.
20-0 against the spread. You know, you'll see just top weirdos. I mean, top sports guys, and they'll tout that they were 25-10 last week. You know,
yeah,
they tout that.
And that's good.
And that's good. It is good.
Because that is good.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a lot of gains. That'd be 35 games. But
now, if he would have bet all of these games, he probably would have lost about half of them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
No, not if you go 81-0.
Well, but you know, these things don't work if you actually
karma.
Put money on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a little karma
somehow.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Did you have to? Was it the guy that picked the most wins a million, or did you have to go undefeated to win a million? Because it sounds like one of those things.
I imagine you had to go undefeated.
And I bet you. I wonder if they even bought insurance for that.
Oh,
they would have had to just in case something happened. But you know, I would
imagine the insurance policy was probably pretty cheap because the odds are so long.
Exactly.
You got the guy's name?
Yeah,
Dominic Mirabella.
Okay. You know where to find him?
On the interwebs. Or in Royal Oak, Michigan.
I'm sure he's talking to every geeky sports show.
No, I see. We signed him up for next season.
I'm sure every geeky sports show is doing the same thing.
Yeah, but
JoJo and Monkey Boy in what city? You know, he's
Royal Oak, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We're not listening. No. I'm sorry.
Dominic Mirabelli.
I knew that. I knew the name.
You want to know?
I knew the name.
Against the spread.
Todd forgot the name. I forgot the town.
Work on him, Puss.
Yeah.
And explain to him. Yeah, I know he's going to probably get a lot of calls, but we're the number one radio show in the solar system.
Including Uranus.
Not just morning radio show.
Well, and any other poll that says we're not is fake.
Yeah.
See how stupid that sounds, folks? See how stupid that sounds.
It sounds good to me. I kind of knew that all along.
Yeah.
Kind of figured. Everyone around me listens.
Well, that's true.
Must be true.
Yeah. And apparently, so yesterday I was doing backflips because I kept hearing about the jersey, Tom Brady's jersey,
which
missing.
I was hoping it would just never be found.
And I just went with the fact that the first thing we heard was the equipment manager
said
I got that.
And that wasn't true, was it?
Well, it turns out it wasn't true.
Okay.
But that's what was being reported at first.
Then I saw a couple guys on the field with it. Was that this jersey?
I had no idea.
So what happened?
Nothing. They're looking for it.
But your statement.
I hope it's just gone forever.
I wish you'd be a little more sensitive, a little more attuned. You don't talk about backflips after Tyler hurts his back.
Oh.
His back is hurting right now.
I'm sorry. I was doing backflips because I was, worried about the jersey.
To be honest with you, that's how I heard it.
It could be a long time before he recovers.
I'm sorry.
Probably by Friday.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have
said
anything.
I'll bitch about it.
Texas Rangers joining in to look for the...
is that a true story? I saw that, too. Why? Oh, because it was in Houston. That's right. Duh. I hope it's going forever.
Well, I heard some equipment boy just took it away.
No, that's what Petey said, and that was not true.
That was the first story that came out. So that's why I was doing backflips. I kept saying, the equipment manager's got it. The equipment manager's got it.
I'm doing backflips now because
it's
still
missing. I guess he doesn't.
Man, easy on the backflips, man.
All right.
You're not ready yet. And don't let that define you. What you want to define you?
You're giving a speech your wife gives you.
Is the guy who beat the injured back?
Yeah. Well, I got on that support group yesterday.
Yeah.
That guy called me.
You want to be the guy who?
I have a Facebook support group, guys. That
came back.
Got sore backs from playing basketball.
Right.
In their driveway
from the traumatic back injury.
It's very specific. Facebook. Guys.
Now it's going to consume you for a while.
No, I'm getting over it right away. It seems like it's I don't let things consume me like that.
But if you truly want it to get better, it will consume you for a while.
Well, I can't wait to meet my first comedian this week and tell him about it.
But if you work hard,
because they haven't heard, and all the new comedians are old friends we meet,
it'll bounce back.
All right. Nick Allen will be here tomorrow. I'll tell him about it because it happened on Saturday. I haven't seen Nick since.
You better tell him about the bat too.
Yes, I said the bat. Yeah.
No, the bat. Remember how you almost died of rabies last
year? No, I don't remember that.
I think that's one of the symptoms of rabies is memory loss.
Yeah, could be it too.
Could be.
Yeah, that's the thing that could define you.
No, I let that go.
Well, I think rabies is the thing that could kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, that would therefore define you. That pretty much would be the definition.
Kind of would.
That's true.
At least the end of your life.
That's true.
He's the only guy I know died of rabies.
In the past, this century.
Ever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The only guy I'd know.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, who knows? That's probably making a comeback.
Yeah.
There's probably people who go through that situation, and it's against their religion to get vaccinated against rabies.
And probably just even got bit by one.
Right.
Exactly. Is it a vaccination?
It is.
Yeah.
For about a year or so. I can wrestle badgers, you know me. That's how I hurt my back. Yes. I dropped the S-bomb there.
The larger you are, the bigger dose you get, correct?
Yeah, there was like, I had like eight. I had like four shots at each thigh.
Good thing you're not a badass.
Oh, my God. I know. Because the fact, I mean, I'm not skinny by any means, but I'm not fat like that. Because it's particularly just weight. And, you know, the kids and my wife, especially the kids.
Right.
And my wife, for that matter.
wow.
You know, were less than me, obviously. So I had to get a ton more.
Yeah.
Ton more.
But it wasn't, they didn't show up with like, we've got 48 syringes, hold still. You know, if you.
Four in each thigh.
If you'd have been a 700
pounds. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. You know. I'm sure it'd be like 12 in each thigh or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, because it was correlation. Whatever poundage you brought to the table.
Yeah, Andre the Giant looked like a dartboard.
Yeah, if you had the couch skin grafted to your thigh, you know, they probably would have had to take a whole lot more syringes.
Right. And by the way, if you don't have health insurance, that would cost you thousands of dollars.
Wow.
So Obamacare goes away, you get a rabies shot. Good luck paying for that.
Well, you just got to hope it's not you that loses the bat.
Yeah, true.
That helps, too.
Yeah, then you just hope their bat didn't have the rabies.
That's right.
Well, we'll find out. No, once that vaccine wears off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start foaming.
Well.
At the mouth this time, Greg. At the mouth this time. You know I foam.
That's different.
Yeah.
You know I foam.
Yeah.
Transcripts of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire shows are available by typing everything we say.
After 5 minutes, you won't want one.
Trust us.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.